Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Winter is coming, and that makes homelessness even more worrisome in communities across the country. America's unhoused population had grown at an annual rate of 2% when measured in 2020, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And Secretary Marcia Fudge presented the data in stark terms earlier this year.
What makes these findings even more devastating is that they are based on data from before COVID-19. And we know the pandemic has only made the homelessness crisis worse.
Here in Boston, for example, an encampment near a major intersection grew to hundreds of people over the summer. It's brought renewed urgency to a debate about public health and access to housing. Deborah Becker is a senior correspondent for WBUR. She's been reporting on the site and joins us now. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Cal.
So, I mean, there are encampments like this one in Boston all over the country, as you know. Some of them are even bigger. Can you describe what life has been like in this tent village that straddles Boston's South End and Roxbury neighborhoods?
Right. Well, for years in this area of Boston, there have been complaints about people living on the streets, loitering. The situation's been described as a humanitarian crisis. Hundreds of people, no facilities to wash, a lot of trash, a lot of drug use, increased crime. So in October, the city issued an executive order saying that it would start removing sections of tents. But the then acting mayor said that city workers would first post notices, giving people 48 hours to move, would offer people shelter and bins to store their belongings. And on a day when the tents were being moved, I spoke with a man named Ron Geddes. He's been living in the encampment for months. He said he lost his job during the pandemic, and he can't go to the shelter that city officials offered because of his mental health issues. He said high housing costs have kept him living in a tent. Here's what he said.
I'm not asking for anything more than affordable housing. That's it. They hope I do something wrong so they can arrest me, so they can get me out of the streets. That's what they're hoping on, and it's not going to happen.
And Cal, arresting people was something that the city said it could do if someone refused to move a tent.
One of the things that Mr. Geddes was hinting at there, though, Deb, is that some people have moved on to other housing, at least temporary housing. What did that involve? Where are folks now?
Well, some people have moved because of the cold. The latest numbers from the city as of this week indicate that in the past month, more than 250 people have been placed in addiction treatment or mental health treatment, and about 40 people have gone to transitional housing. Some local business leaders have been working with the city on this. I spoke with Sue Sullivan, who heads the Neighborhood Business Group, and she said many businesses haven't been able to fully operate because there are so many tents. So she's been out on the streets coordinating with city health officials. Let's listen.
I feel so passionately that these people should not be in these tents. The depravity that's happening, I can't be party to. And so if I can make change, I will.
But honestly, many people in the encampment simply moved their tent a few blocks away. Some of the folks say that they formed a community with those in the tents and they look out for each other. And the numbers from the city this week suggest there are now about 90 tents remaining in the area with almost 180 people living in them.
Very much still active. But Deb, you did mention the city's effort to remove this tent village in October. The ACLU fought that with a lawsuit. I should note that lawsuit was filed when Boston had an acting mayor. As you mentioned, there's a newly elected mayor now, Michelle Wu. She just took office a couple of weeks ago. So what's the latest on this front?
Well, the ACLU's lawsuit alleges that the city was not offering people appropriate shelter options before tents were moved and was destroying personal property, and that the removals were a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Because of that suit, the city and new mayor Michelle Wu paused tent removals, and both sides are meeting on this as the legal action continues.
So, Deb, I mean, the homelessness situation reached kind of a crisis point at this major intersection over the summer, but the problem itself is not new to the city of Boston, like many other cities across the country. So the new mayor, Michelle Wu, is inheriting a problem that many previous mayors have struggled to solve. So what is her plan?
Well, the focus really is on this encampment, although acknowledging that this is a broader problem than just this encampment at a busy intersection and is very visible. Shortly after she was elected, Mayor Wu promised to take a public health approach to those who are unhoused and those in the encampment. And here's what she said after her first briefing.
I mean, you can't be satisfied when people are still in tents in the cold, disconnected from opportunity and housing. So I won't be satisfied until we have leadership in place, a clear process, and the resources to connect people to that housing and treatment.
And Wu said the city is considering various potential solutions, especially creating more of what's called low-threshold housing, which provides shelter without as many restrictions as traditional homeless shelters. The state's also involved here because it's estimated that, at least in the encampment, more than half of those there are not from Boston. So there have been some small steps to create alternative housing, and various agencies are involved to try to provide this, especially with winter now here.
Yeah, long way to go still, and the temperatures just keep dropping. That's Deborah Becker, senior correspondent for WBUR. Deb, thank you.
You're welcome.